I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, former professional snowboarder Kevin Pierce reflects on the brain injury that ended his career. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela passed away this week at the age of 95. While he was a political prisoner on Robben Island, he eagerly followed weekly soccer matches between the prisoners and later said, "Sport can create hope where once there was only despair." President Mandela's achievements are many and memorable, of course, and perhaps sports has had no more distinguished endorser.
Yeah, and of course, he has one of the, outside of John Carlos and Tommy Smith, one of the most iconic sports moments of all time was in 1995 when he came out on the pitch during the Rugby World Cup that South Africa won in South Africa wearing the Springbok jersey, which is still one of the most remarkable pieces of video I've ever seen.
Last week, we aired a story about how bad things have been for fans of the Jacksonville Jaguars over the past few years. After Thursday night's win over Houston, Jacksonville has won three straight games, giving them the longest winning streak in the AFC. The Texans, on the other hand...
No. Gary Kubiak was fired on Friday as their coach. They were supposed to be a playoff contender. They're anything but. They're 2-11 now. They have the league's worst record, and they've lost to Jacksonville. And Jacksonville, I don't care how many games in a row they won, they stink, okay? I don't mean to offend our fans down there, but that's a really bad football team.
You have now ensured that they will win three more in a row. This is the way only a game works.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin stepped onto the field during last week's game. He was fined $100,000 this week, and his team may lose some draft choices as well. Isn't that a greater penalty than what the refs generally assess for interference?
Yeah, that's a remarkably large hammer brought down on Mike Tomlin, which for what appeared to me to be just kind of an impulsive act of
stupidity.
Of stupid gamesmanship, yeah.
Prosecutors announced this week that they will not file charges against Florida State quarterback and Heisman frontrunner Jameis Winston. Winston has been accused of rape in an incident that happened a year ago. Does this make the Heisman vote easy, or are there still concerns voters should be weighing?
I think there are probably still concerns that voters are weighing. It's a very difficult call. I wish the press conference down there hadn't been littered with quite so much hilarity and you know, guys doing the tomahawk chop without any shirts on outside the prosecutor's office and stuff. The kind of levity that attended this press conference was unseemly, and if it costs him Heisman votes, then that's a small price to pay.
Chicago Bulls guard Derrick Rose underwent surgery to repair his right knee just last week, and this week he said he won't rule out a return should the Bulls make it to the playoffs. Does this mean we're going to have to endure a second straight season of daily Derrick Rose updates?
Well, I'm sure you yourself do not endure daily Derrick Rose updates, but if you lived in Chicago, you would probably hear a lot about it on the radio, Bill, yes. Yeah, I don't think he's coming back for the playoffs. I don't think we'll see him.
The New York Rangers have a very accomplished goalie in Henrik Lundqvist, but is he accomplished enough to deserve the $59.5 million contract extension he got this week?
That's a whopper. I honestly didn't expect him to stay with the Rangers. I thought he'd be turning up in Pittsburgh fairly soon. They want to keep him. They want to make him the face of the franchise, and this is the way you do it.
New York Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano is headed to the Seattle Mariners for 10 years and $240 million. So I guess Jay-Z did okay in his
first blockbuster deal
as a sports agent.
This was interesting because this deal was dead as of 48 hours ago, and suddenly, oh my goodness, we'll just throw another, you know, log on the fire here. 10 years, $240 million is a lot of money. He's going to be playing. He might as well be playing on Pluto now. But, I mean, he was the preeminent free agent on the market, and that's what he gets.
The Boston Red Sox have lost outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury and catcher Jared Saltalamacchia to the New York Yankees and the Florida Marlins, respectively. So no championship next year here in Boston, right?
Well, who knows? I mean, if the Red Sox have filled in for Saltalamacchia by signing A.J. Pierczynski to a one-year deal, they'll juggle the outfielders around a little bit somehow, I guess. I enjoyed Ellsbury's time here, but they weren't going to pay him what the Yankees paid him, and this is the way it works.
Jerod Mayo of the New England Patriots has been in the NFL for 6 years, Charlie. Why has it taken him so long to begin marketing Jared's All-Pro Mayo?
He needs an agent. I mean, why wasn't Hellman's knocking down this guy's door the minute he signed out of Tennessee?
He's got three different flavors.
He's got three flavors. Kicking buffalo, bruising bacon, and crushing chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the profits are going to the Boston Medical Center, which is a really good thing. But I can't believe it's taken this long.
And finally, Charlie, Australia's Nathan Grindle has been banned from a darts championship in England for the second year in a row. What was Mr. Grindle's offense? Steroids? Weighted darts?
He looks like Jesus, and people chant Jesus at him. First of all, he doesn't look like Jesus. He looks like the bass guitarist for, you know, Iron Maiden or somebody. Second of all, Nathan, baby, if you want to, like, play in this tournament, it's easy not to look like Jesus. It's very simple. Get a crew cut, shave off the beard. You don't look like Jesus anymore.
Or at least the popular rendering of Jesus.
I mean, to quote Kinky Freeman, they ain't making dart players like Jesus anymore.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce on Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.